All right, joining our jukebox this afternoon is a very special guest. Ahmed Monacai arrived in Toronto only 5 years ago from Baghdad, and he's collaborated with some incredible artistic institutions, prestigious Canadian Opera Company, Toronto Jazz Festival. He's been heard in Kerner Hall, and he's also the creator, founder, and leader of Monica Arabic Jazz, which won a Stingray Rising Stars winner at the Toronto Jazz Festival. Well, without further ado, Ahmed, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you so much for having me.
What a journey it's been for you. I just can't wait to hear some of these stories, some of these pieces of music that have come across your path, an incredible path from your homeland, Iraq, and your background, which mixes African groove rhythms into your music. How did it all start? Where did you first get inspired to become a music performer?
So to be honest, like the first time I could connect to music was when I was young with my family. Like we do have this African Sufi ritual, and also we have like Sufi ritual in general. So that was my first interaction with the music when I was like 5 years old, singing and playing the drums and like music for music. It's a mystic, it's a ritual, it's a ceremonial,
right.
And something that we could elevate the soul and the heart. So that was my first attraction. And then, you know, I moved on. I went to theater school in Baghdad, and there I learned about maqam, which is the Arabic scale for music.
Yeah.
And I started singing in theater, like the actor who knows how to sing, but like, you know, actor, musician, kind of. But then when I moved to Canada, I didn't know how to speak English, and music was my only way to connect with people and share my
universal
culture.
Language. Yeah. Well, going back to your roots, Sufism is very mystical. It's very devotional. It's been called the song of the soul. Is this something that was not only running through your veins, but kind of in your home as well? You come from a musical family?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, like that. Exactly, like as you know, Sufism, it's kind of the open sect in Islam, and the place, or like they say, let's say the sect that believe in togetherness and unity and believe in everything, in every creation and being. And that's like music is very present in it, and like dance as well. And that was like through the inspiration, like we start singing when we are very young, and like all this beautiful song that has an attachment to our family, and you see your father, mother, aunt, all of them, they're taking it seriously, and like they share all this love, and so it was like more like the beginning was like a game, and then like, oh, this is nice.
Okay.
It's bigger than game. It's like it's an adult game. So that was my first interaction. I remember when I was like, I want to play the drum. I want to sing as well. I want to dance. And then like it's really meaningful to the soul as well. Like you channel and you feel like you have this kind of full soul experience through the ritual. Yeah.
It's interesting, and when you can pair those two together, you can really create sparks on stage. I mean, they call it, you know, playing piano, playing, you know, there has to be that game element in creating music on stage, which it sounds like you've really captured here. Tell us a little bit about maqam and all the nuances of Middle Eastern music. How does it differ from the kind of scales we're grown up on here, you know, the C major, C minor scale?
Yeah, like as you mentioned, like in Western music, there's minor, major, and then of course there's a lot of flexibility between both of those scales. But in Arabic or in Middle East in general, and as much you go further to the east, or even like in Morocco, like in North Africa, there's like the maqam. Maqam is like kind of eight scales, and those eight scales, imagine like in Western music, there's two scales and there's a lot of potential. And when you change the key, or like it's based on half tone and full tone, like semitone and full tone.
Yes.
But then a maqam is based on a quarter tones.
So quarter tones. That expands the reach significantly. Yeah.
And that like.
Yeah, well, we have major, minor, and we have all these modes as well, but we're always stuck with the semitone. And when you go into quarter tones, that's a whole new world opens up.
Exactly.
Yeah, so well, we 80 scales. Mode. Wow.
Yeah, so that kind of it's the foundation is eight, and then yep. those eight, they get married, they have kids,
right.
and the kids, they have grandkids. So you have like a lot, bunch of yep. them, but also always there's roots kind of for the scales. Like you start from here, you go there, and then if you mix it with this one, and each country, like for example, I'm talking about Middle East or like Arab country, and then we go branching to Turkey.
Tell us, Ahmed, what is going on next? Where can we hear you? You've whet our appetites here. How can we hear you and your ensemble? What's going on next? I know you have a website.
Yeah, like we come check us out in Mississauga. We're doing the chamber music fest, the Mississauga Chamber Music Festival series. It's like we'll do like a show at the Living Arts Center at the RBC room, and that will be really nice in Mississauga. Also,
okay. So chambermusicmississauga.org is the website. You're playing at Living Arts Center. Which day?
We're playing on June 3rd.
June 3rd. Okay, mark yes. your calendars. At what time?
At 7, the door open. I think we are hitting the stage at 8 p.m.
Gotcha. Okay, Living Arts Center, chambermusicmississauga.org for tickets. You can also find out more about Ahmed at his personal website, full of great information, some sound samples there. That's ahmedmonica.com. And Monica is spelled M-O-N-E-K-A. E-K-A
right.
at the end. Ahmed Monica. Fantastic. All right. Any closing thoughts? What is a typical experience hearing your music? You've got the oud, you have bass guitar, sax, Arabic flute. Very exotic. What can we expect at your event?
So you will expect the journey of my life. My ancestors are like Sufi African, and also like myself as an Iraqi from Baghdad, you will hear the maqam, and also you will hear me here like as a new Canadian from Toronto, the Iraqi background. So you'll hear this journey between us. So we do a lot of jazz and funk, blues. We do like a lot of psychedelic stuff with mixing with all this African groove rhythm and like maqam, quarter tones. So you hear like this three, North America, Africa, Middle East, all together.
Got it.
On this stage.
Wow. Music that inspires visions and dreams, stories of human struggle and freedom. And you'll get to hear Ahmed live talking about his unique story and his life journey expressed in music. Thank you, Ahmed. Good luck with these upcoming shows. Get your tickets at chambermusicmississauga.org or check out Ahmed's website, ahmedmonica.com. All the best. Thanks, Ahmed. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Daniel.
What an inspiring interview. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.